Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Spending a few minutes now with Rowan baseball coach Mike Dixon. His squad is headed to the NCAA Division III World Series in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Profs 29-4 and champions of the Marietta Regional. And first of all, coach, congratulations. I mean, I can only imagine how exciting this is for the group. And after kind of the year everybody went through, to be able to get the chance to play and have something like this, earn something like this, I can't even imagine how exciting it is.
It's a tremendous accomplishment for my team. After going through last season and losing their season and not even sure if we were going to play until the third week of February this year, they really thrived during the adversity, and I couldn't be prouder of them.
Yeah, you mentioned not even being sure you're going to play until that late. How did that change preps for the season?
Well, our fall was really limited because of COVID and the issues surrounding COVID. And I think our players were only allowed an hour a day in groups of 10 or less. So that on itself limited us just because we weren't able to have team practices. It was all individual skills and development. So some of our players hadn't seen a live pitch because their summer leagues were canceled and our league was canceled. Obviously our season was canceled last year, hadn't seen a live pitch in over a year. And then leading up to the spring, we were able to intensify our practices gradually. And, once we were able to get outside, we could full team practice. So, it was challenging throughout the year, but our kids definitely battled and fought through the adversity and really pushed through the season.
Once you get to a point in preparations where you're playing games, if I talk to you game one or game two about this group, did you have expectations the ceiling was this high? Have they exceeded what you thought maybe you were expecting this season? Or given the circumstances, was it kind of a crapshoot what this would turn into this year?
Well, at the end of last year, so we were six games in, and in our last game we played down in Florida, we played a team that was in the World Series the year before, and we really played well. We did a lot of things that I would want our team to be able to do. So I really liked our club last year. And then, you know, we'd lost a couple seniors that graduated. So coming back, I liked our club, obviously, having not played in a long time. I didn't know necessarily how good we were going to be, but I knew we had the potential to be good. Going into the season, I thought we'd be good. There was good expectations, but I just didn't know how good we would be.
At what point do you realize this group is special? Was there a game, a practice where it kind of crystallized for you that they had the potential to do special things?
Well, I looked at it from, really the first game of the year. We played Cabrini, and we had, I think, seven of our nine starters out due to COVID and contact tracing and things like that. I had to start a pitcher at second base, and I only had two starters in the lineup. And I think we won 7-2 and Ryback threw six no-hit innings on the mound. So when we beat another team with seven backups on the field and literally we had a pitcher at second base, I knew we could be special. And then we went into Salisbury, who I knew, I think at the time they were ranked number 4 in the country. We split with them, having just come off that COVID pause, and I knew at that point we were going to be good. And once we started rolling through the conference, I knew how good the team could be.
29-4, you've won 10 in a row. You ran the table in the regional, which is really hard to do. Is it safe to say this group is playing its best baseball at the absolute perfect time?
Yeah, they've really come together, and they really work well together as a group. They've really bonded through all this, and they're playing their best baseball right now.
For people that aren't familiar, who are some of the guys powering this, the big reasons why you are where you are?
As I tell our team all the time, it always starts on the mound. So Drew Rybek, left-handed pitcher, came back for his fifth year, is 9-1 this year. Fantastic job. Eli Atia, just named first team all region pitcher. He's also 9-1. Donald Zellman has been fantastic on the mound all year. And our bullpen's been great. Christian Baskunin, Zach Listrow, our closer, and Jason O'Neill have all been fantastic out of the bullpen. And our lineups, it's been a different guy every day delivering for the team. Ryan McIsaac has been fantastic. Alex Kokas has been steady throughout the year. Ryan Murphy was a big addition. He's got 9 home runs, 16 doubles. Nick Schooley, senior shortstop, been consistent throughout the year. The best thing about this team is somebody different stepping up every night. And that's what you want out of a good team. And you know you're good when it's a different person every night. You're not relying on one or two players.
Biggest keys, if you guys are to take this to the finish line, one or two things that absolutely you guys have to execute and do to win this thing.
Same thing as everything. Got to pitch, play defense, and timely hit. We do those things, and we each do our job, we're going to be really tough to beat.
And what's the balancing act for you as a coach? Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, a life experience to be a part of this, but also we've got work to do. Let's stay focused on the prize. Is there a balancing act when you're dealing with the kids with that?
Yeah, I think you enjoy the moment. Enjoy when you celebrate that region championship, because you never know when you're going to get back. Then you got to move on to the next day. And at the end of the year, everyone can reflect, no matter how far we go on the season. But right now we have to move on to the College World Series.
And the first game, you'll take on Wheaton. What do you know about them?
We've played Wheaton a bunch of times down in Florida in previous years. Very well coached. They're not going to beat themselves. They're going to be able to execute the fundamentals. And for us to beat them, it's going to be a matter of us executing and take advantage of any miscues that they have.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.